Angela Obasi is Senior Clinical Lecturer at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Angela, thanks for being with us once again. We've been put under some of the toughest local, well, the toughest local restrictions in the country. When you found out about that earlier this week, what were your initial thoughts?
So for me, it's about confidence in the surveillance system. I felt that I watched the government briefing, and I'm guessing that you watched it as well. And I was really convinced by the data. I was really convinced by the that this decision is being driven by the best available evidence that they have. And it's not just listening to the surveillance here in the UK. It's also learning lessons from other lockdown strategies across Europe. I was really convinced by that. And I was also, and I'm sure some of your listeners were also watching, the graph that highlighted, as your previous presentation did, the increasing number of cases amongst the most vulnerable. I think every time I've been on this radio programme, I've emphasised that the people who are most at risk are the elderly. And if you remember, the pink and purple lines on Chris Whitty's graph were like Black Run ski slopes, weren't they? And that's why it's important that we take these new restrictions seriously.
It's been suggested, Angela, that more places across the country will soon be moving into this top tier. If they're in tier three at the moment, they'll move up to two, and the twos will move up to the ones. Do you feel this is inevitable now?
Well, I think if it does happen, it will be driven by the local surveillance. And one of the things I really welcomed in this new iteration is the responsiveness to the local context and the involvement of the local directors of public health.
The hospitals are filling, but thankfully it looks like the rate of people actually dying from COVID has reduced. Why is that? I mean, that is a good thing. I mean, to lose anybody is a sad situation, but the number of deaths seem to be, well, they are lower. Why is that? Is that because we have more knowledge of how this thing works now?
As usual, you've completely nailed it. We're just better at it. We know more. Our systems are better. The way we use the drugs is better. We just have a much better understanding. And people like Tom Fletcher that you've had on the programme before are really at the forefront of this kind of improvement. You know, we just are better at it.
Callum Semple, Professor Semple, has mentioned about rates and people moving into hospital, you know, our ICU unit as well. I think he said 90% at the moment. And you know, people in the NHS and doctors and everybody, you know, involved in this whole thing are doing an incredible job. But when those beds are full, anything else that's not COVID-related, what do we do? And that's a huge issue, isn't it?
And that's why it's so important to make sure we don't get there. You know, as winter is coming, the nights are drawing in. We know that the pressure on the entire health system increases at this time. So what everybody who's listening to this radio show can do is everything they can do to stop transmission and protect those people who are most likely to need services.
Bars, pubs and gyms. I had a conversation with a gym manager yesterday. It wasn't part of work. He's a friend of mine, and I had to call him for another reason. And he was so disappointed, and he was upset that his gym had to close, but he could go into town and he could go shopping, he could go in a big department store and shop to his heart's content. And that was the thing that he couldn't quite understand, that his business is struggling, the people who work for him may not have jobs, but you can still come into town and go shopping.
And I have so much sympathy. I have so much sympathy for people who have been hanging on by their fingernails through this entire period. You know, people who run small businesses, small bars. I mean, the hospitality industry in Liverpool is one of our crowning glories, isn't it? And it's really hard to hear the difficulties that people like your friend will be facing. But I think it was no accident that Rishi Sunak was on the briefing,
yeah.
Because this is about, as I think Chris Whitty made that point, this is about walking the line between harms. There are just going to be harms. Either too many people die or too many businesses close. And it's walking that line. And they have, using the economics, using the health, they're doing their best to make, to walk between the rock and the hard place, basically. I have a lot of sympathy for
I think what those business owners are finding it difficult to understand is the science behind it, where they could have, I mean, let's just use the example of the gym again, any gym, not just a person I know, but any gym at the moment, where you might have 25 people in there, all spaced out. Things are being, you know, sprayed and wiped down, you know, numerous times, you know, through the day. But you can have a shop with 200 people in there. And that's where they're having trouble understanding the science here. Is it just purely down to numbers? And if so, surely a place with 25 people in there is safer than a shop with 200 people who are shopping in there.
So it's what we know about COVID and COVID transmission is driven. We understand that it's driven by a number of things. So space, the kinds of interactions that you might have, the prolonged nature of those interactions. So, you know, people go to the gym for a workout. You know, they're breathing heavily. You know, they're sweating copiously. That's quite different to going, you know, into a shop with very high ceilings, you're moving around in and out. And as I say before, it's about taking the best evidence that we have across a number of countries, across a number of settings. Yeah. And it's really hard and it's really imprecise.
It's a tightrope walk, isn't it?
It's a tightrope walk. And it's about, making the best use of the best data that we've got.
Just a couple of more points before I let you go. I know you want to share something with us in a second, but vaccine is... This isn't going away. COVID's not going away. We have to adjust the way we live our lives right across the board, pretty most. But in the back of most people's minds at the moment is the vaccine. When is the vaccine going to come? How closer are we now to getting that jab?
Well, I'd say we're a lot closer than we would have been had it not been for the fact that we have, as I've said before, literally the best people on it. And we've talked before about how well conducted these studies are, how they're pausing if there's any suspicion of harm. And it's a massive effort. There's a lot of intellectual and financial resource being poured into it. And I don't know when that vaccine will come. But when it comes, it will have come as quickly as it could have.
You just wanted to share something with us, Angela. I know we speak to Bernie, and Bernie has his Bertie, I beg your pardon, has his crumb of comfort. But I think you may just top him here this week with this.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's just, you know, with the nights drawing in and this bad news that, you know, with people like your friends have received, I just wanted to share with you something that has kept me going. And it's a poem by the wonderful Len Cisse, who is, you know, a northern poet. Mm. And it's poetry, Nelly. So you've got to close your eyes
so you can
hear it properly.
I've got them closed.
I can't see you, so I'm trusting you that they're
closed.
Trust me. Okay. So it's a conversation between light and dark. And, you know, we have to move between light and dark at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it goes, "How do you do it?" said night. "How do you wake up and shine?" "I keep it simple," said light. "One day at a time." And that's how we're going to get through this. Simple acts of care every day, one day at a time. mask in your pocket as you leave the house, hand gel in the gear well as you start the car, take a step back if you see a friend just to make sure that you're properly distanced. One day at a time, every day, and we'll get there.
We will get there. Good to talk to you, and that's not. And I did have my eyes closed. You can trust me. I know it's the radio. Thanks very much indeed, Angela.
Okay,
really
look,
good to talk
bye.
To you again. Thank you. I do like that. Dr. Angela Obasi, who's senior clinical lecturer at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Now we got some travel news coming.